Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Keith Engel is the chief executive officer of the SA Institute of Tax Professionals. And we're going to be talking to him today about sin taxes and the role that they are being played in the budget. Keith, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Okay, no, I'm right on you. I'm on you.
Right. Talk to us a little bit about sin taxes. You know, it was some years when African beer were not sin taxed due to protestations by Chief Buthelezi, but those days are far behind us. You've been writing some interesting stuff on this issue. What is your take?
Well, I think the sin tax issue is a bit of a microcosm of what's going on for the Revenue Service. So one of the problems that you have is when we had sin taxes, they were a lot lower at one point, and they've increased internationally. But as they've increased, the issue of tax evasion has grown. So one of the problems when the tax was brought into being was that the people who brought it into being thought it was an automatic tax, that the tax would just, all we got to do is impose it in the government, that all the companies would gladly comply. But unless you have effective audit and effective systems, you won't be able to catch wholly illegal things. And so what happened is an enforcement problem came in, and as a result of that, you suddenly had evasion. And now the big battle is, well, who's do the evading? Is it just the local domestics, the Zimbabweans, or is the internationals in that evasion too?
Now, it's an interesting question you say, because obviously illegal cigarettes have been a big issue in the financing of organized crime and all that sort of thing, and smuggling as well. And to some extent, that is a result of the fact that we've continuously had hiking of sin taxes. I mean, how much, since 94 percentage rate do we know have the sin taxes on cigarettes and alcohol gone up?
Well, I'm not sure because I didn't go back to 94, but it probably was at least 30% at least, because we were, when I was there in the Treasury in the 2000s, we basically shot it to a 50% line, that for every one rand you're paying the company, you're paying one rand in tax. So right. That is a very high rate, and it's probably at least 30 to 40%. But when you're looking at a cigarette pack, when you pay, at least last time I bought cigarettes for my ex-wife, there was 400 rand a pack, 200 was going to the government, 200 was going to the private sector. So that's a big chunky amount. So when people are buying cigarettes, and if you're lower income or middle income, you know, if let's say you buy a pack a week, you're talking about 800 rand. You may be talking about 1,200 rand a month. And if you can get that price to 600, that starts becoming pretty attractive. So that is the problem with high taxes. But the issue of tax, excise and levies, you mentioned about, you know, criminal organizations. Now, in the United States, a lot of the mob was into avoiding the fuel levy. And that was a lot smaller per amount. But, you know, there's a profit to be made. And the question is it cheaper to pay the mob or cheaper to pay government? So at some point, some people say, well, I'll go for the mob option. I'll go for the criminal option. But yes, when the prices become high, it's a problem. But a lot of it comes down to enforcement over taxpayer morality, because in a lot of the European countries, the tax rates are higher and they're able to get more of the tax.
The other thing which I think is interesting is that there is kind of, on this particular issue, the sense in which people are kind of frustrated with the tobacco industry, they're frustrated with the alcohol industry, and they're able to whip up public support over the idea that this is money that can be used on healthcare, or that these industries cost the economy in a certain way, but at the same time they do contribute jobs and down the line. So is there also a sense in which, you know, these industries are being strangled versus what they're actually contributing to the fiscus?
Yeah, I think there's an issue here. I mean, the problem is it's not really just a tax issue; it's a morality issue. So you've seen this from the 1960s. I mean, I'm an American accent; you can hear it. I've been in South Africa a long time. I'm a South African citizen now. So when I look back in the United States, I can see it for what it was. There was a political war between the left and the right. And in the 1960s, the dads and the moms were upset with all the kids for their drug, the uses of marijuana and drugs. And the kids came back and said, well, mom, you and dad are drinking a lot and you're smoking a lot. And there became a moral crusade that began against cigarettes. And when you get a sense for the diehard anti-cigarette people, it really isn't so much about the health issue. It becomes a moral one. So, for instance, the same people who are so hostile to cigarettes seem to be quite favorable for marijuana. So, you know, there is definitely a political dimension in there. And there's when the problem is the tax is being imposed in theory for health reasons. But in reality, it's about money. And the bottom line is cigarette smokers will continue to buy cigarettes even if the taxes go up. So someone told me last night that if government was smart during the coronavirus period, they should have just tripled the tax on the cigarettes and the alcohol, and they still would have gotten their money because people were willing to bootleg for that much. And then that would have been that. But instead, we seem to be mixing a moral war with a revenue war.
So, talking of a revenue war, I have no brief for smokers or drinkers. I do neither of them. I think that people who do should stop. But ultimately it is their health and their problem, right? And are smokers and drinkers being used as a kind of, soft punching bag for a broader tax war that is taking place on the South African populace? I mean, whilst I don't know, didn't pick up exactly and see what taxes they may, Tito Mboweni was putting up today, but he did put another 10 billion into SAA, so that we can fly politicians to and from parliament. Surely instead of worrying about how we can tax the populace at this point, the government needs to be, figuring out how it can cut expenditure and maybe, get more revenue in through more legitimate means like say, you know, partial privatization or those sorts of things, to take the strain off of the taxpayer, not find ways to increase it.
Yeah, well, let me say this. I mean, when it comes to taxing, the problem is they can't raise rates anymore. This is an international problem. What you're seeing is governments around the world are at a break point with rates. And they've raised tax as much as they can. In some places like corporate tax, they've had to reduce it because the moment you raise taxes too high, you start reaching a limit where you start losing investment. You start seeing capital flight. You start seeing evasion growing. And so what you're seeing them to do is they're trying to raise the rates and get public support to do it. So yes, cigarettes are under assault. Alcohol is under assault. They're easy targets. Listen to Tina Mboweni. He says, legalize that marijuana so I can get the revenue. So another place he can pick it up. But we also see a big attack on multinationals and foreigners across the world now. So, you know, instead of taxing South Africans, let's tax the foreigners. So let's get the, you know, companies that are importing us. So they're looking for politically easy money where they can get more. And that's the question then is, well, should they be getting more or cutting back? Now, to be fair, from what I can see in the MTBS, and I've only had a brief look and just listening to it, is I think he realizes he has to cut. The problem is we're so deep in now. Cutting isn't going to get you there. You're going to have to do a bit of tax increases and cuts and growth. So you're in a state of desperation. And clearly one of the problems in the coronavirus was why the revenue service and the treasury died is they said, look, whether it was moral or not on cigarettes, and you can see it was a moral thing on the cigarettes. They didn't really have a case against cigarettes, but it was kind of a moral war. But then that moral war went too far and it cost the fiscus a chunk of money and the revenue service and treasury were crying and saying, what are you doing? So yes, I think should we be constantly asking more for the taxpayer and coming up with more excuses for it? I think we're in trouble because we shouldn't. We do need to make cuts or better uses of the resources we have. But unfortunately, now the debts are so large, I'm not sure if government's in that position.
Well, it's going to be an interesting thing to watch. Keith Engel, thank you so much for coming on the show. And if you are still an American, I hope you've done your early voting.
I haven't done that. It's too depressing. I don't know what to do. We're planning on doing it. You know, it's something we need to do, but it really is. I'm speechless when I look at that election. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe we'll have to get you on afterwards to talk about that. Keith Engel, he is the Chief Executive Officer of the SA Institute of Tax Professionals, talking to us about the syntaxes.